Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my lovely co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How's everything?
Everything's great. I apologize to anybody who's going through the archives. I'm still trying to figure out that I cannot transfer from my new template, so I have to go in and hand type all of the titles. I apologize. I will get it done. there's months of no titles. Tonight, part two of Are You an Abductee? And, of course, talking also about post-traumatic stress disorder. And really helping, because things are moving so fast this year, it's really, really, really time for people to explore this. And my experience to date is that if you're listening to this show, you probably are. Also, we're going to stay with the format that we did last week. I think that worked well. It cuts down on my chatting. Which, you know, I'm getting more and more input. Everybody wants to hear the team. It's a good thing I'm not easily offended. Okay. Let's talk about solar flares, Veronica. I cannot speak for anyone else, but I have been crisis central. Literally crisis central, from emotional extremes to health extremes to children, emergency situations where doctors can't determine, you know, where the blood's coming from, it's been quite a week. Tomorrow night I'm having a martini.
Oh, you are?
A well-deserved one. Don't anyone have an emergency? Well, you can, because if you send in your request, the team monitors the computer. But at any rate,
I guess I've been dealing with a lot of trauma stuff too, actually.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way not to. And I mean,
fast stuff. It's stuff that happens quite quickly. Yeah.
Quickly, and I had like all these swollen toes, and nobody could figure out what it was, and it was really funny, and it would move from toe to toe. It wouldn't stay in one place. I couldn't get my shoes on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it was hysterical, and they were sore, and they were, it was unbelievable. And my poor chiropractor's like, you know, losing his hair trying to figure out, or pulling it out. And then, boom, as fast as it came on, it left. And it was a week and a half, maybe, I got to the point where I was afraid to eat. You know, I'm thinking, it's got to be something I'm eating. But it really was, and what it was for me, I think, is that the stress, you know, toes are all the little things that need to be done. And it's just so amplified with a solar flare. And, you know, people blowing out. I had a friend who left this man at her home to take care of her home and her dogs while she was out of town, and I met her not long. We had a afternoon and evening, and I had to leave the next morning. And she and a couple of my friends were in down south in California. And she got home, and she almost had a breakdown. Her cable box blew. A bunch of lights blew out. I mean, it was just total chaos at her house. And she spent the two next days off just getting workmen in to fix things, bizarre things. I mean, it was unbelievable. And so I do know that this has been quite an interesting time. And I really want to say to everybody, I promise you, I had somebody in emergency today, and I talked to her partner, and I said, well, she'll be back in time for a session. I said, but I'll go ahead, plan on a remote, and, you know, but I'm just tell her when she gets back, which I think will be before session time, go ahead and call me. And so I get an email that she's back. He had misunderstood what I said, and I called her up, and I said, well, we're 7 minutes away. Are you ready? And she said, yeah. In her case, it was all this emotion created acid reflux, which is not something she normally deals with, had burned the esophagus, and she had unbelievable stomach pains. And I mean, if this is just an example, it's been one thing after the other, after the other, after the other. So pushing stuff up and out, a lot of it, a lot of the emotional stuff, you know, really and truly, if I was a real doctor, I'd be dispensing, you know, tranquilizers. Go to sleep. Stay down for 48 hours. You'll be fine.
But you've mentioned solar flares. I think they really literally create, I don't know how you're seeing them, but they do create like flares of heat and
frequency.
Yeah, it's not viral, but it feels like that sort of thing, doesn't it?
It feels fine. Exactly. That's a very good description.
The sun's gone viral.
Well, and we're going to, again, this is going to be an interesting year. So I just have my imaginary seatbelt. I put it on every morning.
Before you blast off?
Yeah, right. I have to share something very funny with everybody. I was on the computer this morning and went on to Prepare for Contact, I believe is the name of the group. And very seldom, I still get their mailer, but I very seldom look at it. I get the condensed version. And there was, the whole thing was filled with this person who, and I don't mean to be disparaging to anyone, they, according to them, channel Archangel Michael and an ET. And they were telling everybody who had called in or written in by a certain time that they were all going aboard ship. They'd be gone for 3 weeks to bring their toothbrushes, but they could buy clothes aboard ship because they had a...
a booty?
Yeah, I really, truly, I was really trying to hold it together, be respectful. When they got to the boutique, I was pretty much done. And so this is an exaggerated case, but I do want to say to everyone, this is the year when you're going to see more out there stuff than you've ever seen. You have to sift through it, okay? If it's filled with fear or that some ship's going to come and get you, that kind of stuff, it's not going to happen, I promise you. I just wanted to give you that absolute heads up. I have a couple things because I only have a few minutes of my time here to end your time.
You're only allowed a little... peak now.
I have a little peak. That's it. But that's okay. My notes are very short. I want to share this letter as this relates to the abductions. This came in tonight. You know who it is. It's Vicki. Dear Jackie, and she had sent and asked for support today, and so she wrote this afterwards. I'm writing this with love flowing through my heart to you, filled with gratitude, knowing you're busy. I felt the need to share with you a brief note. Thank you for the team assisting me today and for the shows that you and Veronica have brought forth. Without it, I would not be where I am in this moment. I had deep processing today, which feels so good. Not so good at the time. I know I was detained as a child, though always seemed entangled with fear. Terror that would rise out of myself. Even when my ET crew would come, I would feel the energy in my body would lock up. There have been many nights that I woke up screaming and shaking. Today I decided to really remember why I came to Earth. I came out of love, and I know this. Somewhere I lost this, locked it away, and locked myself away. Tonight, while taking a hot bath, I intended to connect with my magical child. She came bouncing in. She is so cute. I asked her if she would take me to where she left her magic, that very special place hidden so long ago. She agreed, and up a tree we climbed. I remember this tree. Its arm reached out, and as a child, I would ride it like a horse. I asked if she would assist me in imagining the magic, and I was intending to give her magic back to her, telling her I understood now and that she is safe. And tonight, this tree became the horse again. During this time, I felt an energy forming on my right side, something there coming up to me as I lay in the tub. I have been hypersensitive and hyperaware all my life. We've talked about this on the show. The feeling this time was not laced with terror or fear. I even found myself starting to relax more than ever before. I asked this being where they were from and what was its purpose, something I could never do before because of body locking up. This being said it was from, and she wasn't sure, Nibiru, and had always been watching over me, and I did not allow the questioning of disbelief to come up. My magical child was very happy to see this being, and I opened more and asked to see this being. Now, that's new for me. The being was very tall, had many capes on and a funny hat that would make me laugh and my magical child giggle. With this laugh, I felt love. Oh, my love and joy together, never believed they could express together. With this being watching over us, I was taken to the little child that had experiences with being taken, as she calls it. She was in bed, and I could feel her terror unexpressed within her. I told her I was going to stay with her the whole time, and I told her I needed her help because I couldn't remember. She fell asleep as I lay next to her, and we both went out the window. She could feel what was taking place. I comforted her onto an exam table. She was so scared and not knowing what was taking place or how she could express. I held her. I loved her. I explained to her that, yes, they did act like machines, and she began to laugh, giggle, and relax. I spoke to her of her courage and bravery, and remembrance came of knowing I did agree to this, and with this remembrance, yes, more love. Beautiful letter. I really felt it was necessary to read this because these kinds of breakthroughs are so beautiful and so important. And this is someone, as you know, Veronica, has been haunted for
not
very long.
Not being able to get the breakthrough before. Yeah.
Right. And so, but knowing that she came here out of love was so, so very big. And I'm absolutely thrilled, and I hope all of you are, you know, for those of you that are feeling like, well, I'm not, and could I be, and, you know, scared that you're, and I have to share one more story. We have a dear client in Norway that we love very much, and last week's show, she listened to it a night later or something. Anyway, she took her recorder, her iPod to bed with her and listened to it in bed. She woke up the next morning and her t-shirt was inside out and backwards. She said, though, she woke up feeling so happy and joyful and filled with love. And I thought, oh, wow, this is so big because this is someone who had a lot of anxiety about these things. And so she passed through some veil, and whatever the experience was, it was celebratory. So I think this is really wonderful. And, you know, even I sometimes wonder about this work. You know, are we going too far? Are we scaring people, even with the core beliefs? You know, the team wants to go places, and I'm like, oh, man. So I'm probably the one that gets the most in the way of anybody. I worry about everybody. I don't want them to get overloaded, but at the same time, I know how important all this is. So, okay, with that said, I'm going to go in. Anything you'd like to bring up, darling, before I...
No, but I do know people really enjoyed it, got a lot out of last week's show, and I'm excited.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, I got some good feedback as well. So I hope you're all enjoying it. Please send, I want to say this before I go away, send in your questions. It really is helpful to everybody if you do. And I really trust that people's questions will cover a lot of people's questions. And, you know, I have come to the assumption at this point that I'm probably not a good example of asking questions because I don't think I'm from here anyway. So, okay. All right, let me. What? Well, she's right. She's the one that gets in the way. We could have picked someone with not such a strong personality, but, you know, we were committed to her. And we quite enjoy her. All right. Veronica, do you have the questions there?
I sure do. Should we start right away?
Yes, let's start with the questions and get through the questions.
Okay.
All right.
This one is referred. There's two questions here, and they're both.
Let's just do one at a time. Here.
Okay.
One at a time.
Have the abduction experiences been the most traumatic to the emotional body and more difficult to heal than events with mom and dad growing up?
All right. This is actually a very good question. What we have here are apples and oranges, essentially. All right. When we're dealing with mom and dad, and we can only relate to the work done here, and you all have your own ways of dealing with mom and dad, but there's a lineage aspect, and for you star beings, we want you to be very, very clear here. All right. I want you to be clear. Coming onto planet Earth and taking on this very dense human lineage, right? And when we talk about lineage, we're talking about generation upon generation upon generation upon generation. And the emotional imprints, especially through the line of mother. Now, this does not discount that. Because dad is a separate situation, because it's a collective situation of men for women. And for men, it's acceptance. It's very loaded no matter what you do here. In terms of the emotion, was that her question about the emotional body?
It was a question about comparing it. Yes. It is the most traumatic to the emotional body.
All right.
Or more difficult with mom and dad or abduction.
These other things. Lineage is one aspect. But those of you that have really been committed enough to recognize that carrying the lineage, all right, especially at this timing, holds you back, many of you, from stepping forward into your great work, because you've got this very dense energy, all right, that runs from generation to generation to generation, and all the emotional inputs that keeps you from being able to spread your wings and really fly. Now we come over here to the abduction and the emotional body, and we want, or dependent, as Bashar says, and we prefer that statement as well. Even though you all agreed to these prior to coming onto the planet with full awareness, all right? Human conditioning is such, all right? And the human psyche is such that the experiences are incredibly fearful. And even though, we've talked about this before, the memories are screened, the trauma is still what we have found, certainly with all of this. The trauma still is embedded, especially third chakra, for many of you, second chakra as well, because of the examinations. All right. There's also shock to the psyche. And if you can imagine a child, all right, first curiosity. But these beings are kind of scary looking. And most children have heard about, you know, the boogeyman and things like that, because parents, without intending to, all right, have ways of, you know, you go to bed or the boogeyman will get you, and don't take your legs off the boogeyman will get you, he's under the bed, and so on and so forth. These, what humans have perceived as innocent statements, all right, which set up the trauma. Now, the plan, especially at this time, is for more and more people to remember pieces, because this is part of the overall opening. It had to happen. All right. Many people, you know, have had breakthroughs during some in dreamtime, some awakening. You know, oh my God, so and so molested me, dad, uncle, whoever. When in fact they were actually, all right, experiences. All right. Now, the trauma. All right. And again, these beings, as you call the grays, really not understanding the emotional body and the fact that this would stay in the emotional body. That's one. Two, translation. A great deal of difficulty, and we want to talk about this a little bit. We had one person who felt that they had been molested as a baby, and this was a very big issue for them, and actually felt their hip socket kind of pop out and be put back in. Now, this is an atrocious kind of thing, if you think about it, that a baby could be molested. But as we investigated what it turned out to be, all right, and this is how convoluted your human minds are trying to bring these things to the surface. This is why hypnosis can be so dangerous. Not what Dolores Cannon does, but most hypnosis can be very dangerous when you're dealing with these situations. What actually had happened is this was an experience, all right, where the fetus was removed. Right. And the fetus is usually taken around 2 months, month and a half to 2 months. They try to leave them in for about 2 months out of the uterus. And this person experienced what felt like a dislodging of the hip. All right? Could very well have been. But in fact, rather than she as a baby, they were taking her baby. Now, in the translation, all she got was the baby, the hip, and the sense of molestation, of course, in the second chakra being in the genital area. All right? Tremendous trauma. All right. But again, human consciousness, the way it translates, they're not always certain what all of you will do with this. All right. It was planned that there would start to be bleed throughs, that people would start to remember something in order to push them forward to seek help. To understand more, all right, as part of, wait a minute, didn't you hear people, there was Fran Drescher, the channel talked about this last week, there was an article where she came out and said, look, I've been abducted, so is my husband. People are coming forward with this information, again, part of the opening. Can it leave emotional trauma in the body? Yes. Now, we happen to know who's asking this question, and we will say that. This person is particularly sensitive and has a great deal of difficulty with the digestive system. Now, with the solar flares and changes in frequency, she tends to suffer with the digestive system an awful lot. All right. An awful lot. These things will begin to clear, and the more that we're able to help her with other things, it will clear and it will clear. But yes, it can leave these imprints. And we've worked with some very well-known people on that, where we did as much as we could to lift this energy. That doesn't mean that they were complete with the processing. All right. It can leave residue. It can leave residue. They are much more proactive right now in helping people to clear this. We would recommend to this person in their next session that they bring this up specifically, more help with this particular situation as it relates to any detainment. All right, do you have another question, Veronica?
Well, then the issue of safety, would the issue of safety be more the result from being detained than issues with mom and dad in early childhood?
All right, we have to answer this in general. The issues of safety can be highly exaggerated and projected. And here's where it gets dicey. For children, because they know they're coming. Now, none of you remember that. But during the process, there was this sense of knowing that they were coming. It's like they would speak into your mind. There'd be you would know, right? And there was also this thing that you didn't talk about it. You didn't talk about it. But, of course, a child will translate that as abandonment, that mom and dad did not save them from the process.
Hmm.
All right? So they can convert it into that and also into a great sense of shame that separates them from other children, separates them from other forms of humanity. There's something wrong with me. All right? The boogeyman came and took me away. All right? Trying to understand, you see, even though they do a process, try to raise the frequency. But with the bleed-throughs, which can happen, and for children, it can appear that childhood was very uncomfortable with mom and dad, and can include siblings, because things start bleeding together. All right? Did my brother or sister do this to me? Or maybe it wasn't them after all. Maybe it really was an experience with grace. Did Daddy molest me? Or was this an experience with grace? And in my mind, did I get it all mixed up?
How can you tell?
When we do an abduction session, the goal is to unwind the trauma. Over time, through the process, all right, and especially right now, those understandings start surfacing. Wait a minute, it's not as bad as I thought. Why am I so mad at mom and dad? Why am I so mad at brother or sister? All right? And as that starts unwinding, and even for you, those of you that work with these people, you won't always be able to see it. We want you to understand that. It can look like, but it's not. This has something to do with the screening process and with the way of human consciousness and the way the emotional body responds. For many children and young people, this becomes filled with shame. And when you're dealing with it from a perspective of shame, all right, I must be bad and wrong. I must have done something terrible. Look what's happening to me. It separates. And many of these people end up being on the outside looking in, always not feeling that they fully ever fit in. Now, with the shame imprint, you can attract other situations in life that support the shame, people, etc. Now, are you going to, shake your finger at the grave for this? Well, the goal one, all right, certainly for us, that we would come and help you to understand all this when the timing was right. Help you to understand it. And in understanding it, like the letter from Teofiki, you see, coming to this place of peace and love and beauty instead of fear. Transmuting the fear. Now, we want you to understand that prior to coming in, you all understood part of what you were doing by agreeing to this would also include helping to transmute fear. Because it's such an extreme situation. For all those people who run a tremendous amount of fear on the planet, who aren't capable of doing that kind of work. You're helping the collective. Helping the collective. You don't all understand how amazing you are, how courageous you are, and how committed you were prior to coming into this lifetime, because it's such a significant lifetime. The channel is a member of a forum, and even people on this forum, it's a private forum, many of them are still so angry. They don't have the right to do this. How dare they? They ruined my life. Leave me alone. And yet other people, you see, are having more and more. They're showing themselves and allowing themselves to be photographed. To those that are coming forward from a point of peace and love.
You mean abductees?
Very exciting. What?
You mean abductees?
No, BETs.
Oh, my.
The gray. In the last week, the channel received photographs on this forum. All right, from a very lovely man, someone that she has a great deal of respect for. And you could actually see them in the trees, showing themselves, willingly doing it, to allow this man to photograph them. Now, this particular form is dedicated in the name of Dr. John Mack. And John is involved still on the other side with this entire program. And he's very aware of those that are here to bring forward loving information. All right. Helpful information, not victim. There's a difference. But it's very exciting. There have been two different people that actually were able to capture photographs. So you see, you're in a very exciting time right now. We're still dealing with the trauma to people. We understand that. So back to the question about safety. The more you understand it all, the easier it is for all of you to develop a sense of safety, familiarity. All right? Familiarity. The more you embrace it, all right, the safer you will feel. It then becomes a choice. Knee-jerk response, lack of safety. Certainly so. For some,
that's the post-trauma stress, isn't it?
That's the post-traumatic stress. That's exactly right. Now, again, we want to say this. We go back to core beliefs and et cetera, and all these beliefs, in transforming these beliefs, all right, everything you attract signals safety, safety, safety. All right. If you're in fear, you're going to attract. Again, it's a magnet. So the goal here for all of you is to step into dominion. This is what we've been talking about. The sense of knowing as you go through your day that everything supports you. And in knowing that, believing that, truly believing that, having dealt with the beliefs that counter that and change them, your lives can be magical, beautiful. That's what you all came here to do. You are the bridges. You are the inspirer. And we promise you this year, there will be such an acceleration of information. An acceleration of information. Now, how are we on time, Veronica?
We've got lots of time. We have 20 minutes yet.
Oh, good. All right.
Could I ask you just a question about children? Is it possible to bring children? You know, that lack of safety could be in every aspect of their life because it goes from that abduction to everybody around them that couldn't help them. Is it possible to unhook them from the fear of safety?
Not all children. We want you to understand this. Not all children are afraid. There are those children that the little ones, all right, come out and get them, and they have this little egg-shaped, small. When you go inside, it's larger, but it looks quite small. It's white and it's not scary like a saucer. All right? So there are those who've had experiences that weren't terribly scary. If they can come with that sense of openness and curiosity that a child has. We'd go back to the Close Encounters of the Third Kind. The little boy who wants to run out and play with them.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to run out and play with them. The fear really derives from the fear of the unknown, which is something that all humans carry, because built into the system for all of you is the fear of death. Now, mind you, this is not a major fear of the places, but on your planet it is, because it relates to the unknown. You're dealing with such limitation on Earth, people. It's very difficult. This is why you are so incredibly honored. But children, yes, some children will act out and get very angry. And some of the children that you possibly encountered, Veronica, who act out of character.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very angry. Doing very odd things, and you can't really relate it to the way they're raised. If you know the parents, you see, then you have to look at the possibility. Is something else going on? You understand? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It's tricky, though, isn't it, to work with children on these levels?
Again, we have people write into the channel with pictures of children where there is a question whether what's happening to them at a psychological level, of course, and an emotional level. With the request that the experiences are monitored.
All right, and we are trying to intervene in those situations where we feel that the trauma can be detrimental to the child's path. And even though there is an agreement, we try to ameliorate it a little bit, you see, a little bit. Do you understand?
I think so.
Not so traumatic for them.
Right.
All right.
So it's making it actually acceptable for them to have these experiences instead of it being so
That's
normal.
What we're trying to do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a big learning process. Please be aware of that. Then you have this other aspect, which are the hybrid children, who aren't necessarily all children anymore, all right, who are wanting to make contact with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So we have listeners out there, we're certain, who are like, I don't want to look at this. I'm afraid. And you see, the fear comes up, well, they'll come get me again. That would infer, all right, that it's threatening. They're waiting for you to be in your power to open communication in a way that can be friendly. Can be cooperative. What can we do together? Bear in mind, these beings, all right, are the ones that originally, all right. Now they are, if you talk about the Anunnaki, they are actually a devolution of them, but that's beside the point. They literally did create your species. Now, when you understand that and you realize, all right, remember, you're dealing with past, present, future on the other side of the veil. In every way. So it can get very confusing for all of you, especially if you try to attach to something. Well, it's this, or it's this, or it's this. Not necessarily. Your planet is full of paradox. Well, I thought they looked like this. Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
At that timing, yes, but now they look like this. You see?
Mm-hmm. So
you... Again, you grab a hold of something and think you've got it figured out. And for all of you very mental people out there, and we have a few that we really love, who are trying to figure it all out. All right. A lot of mistakes have been made in the cosmos, yes. All right. It wasn't all perfect. Understand that. Now, do you carry other DNA besides? Well, yes. Well, there are many, many who are very related to you and concerned about your history and your future.
So that
and
reminds me that last week I asked you that about similarly. I said I always felt when I was small that somebody really missed me out there in the universe. And you explained it, if I can reiterate what I think I understand, was that something like what you're saying right now is that we have shared DNA at certain levels. That basically what you said is it could be related to somebody out there, right?
You could not only be related, it could be another version of you.
Yeah. Okay.
And but, yes, you have star family, dear one. And of course they mesh. You see, here we go into this or that. It's not always just this or that.
No.
You're having, because there's no time, Veronica. All right? Everything is happening in one now moment.
But you know, you're stretching my thinking, which is what I like, where people listening can be stretched to... Seeing it doesn't get categorized, it becomes expandable, right?
It's expansive, and more and more. And again, we try not to overload all of you, because that's not the goal. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. Now, we're going to this is in alignment with your question. All right, you've got the comment there that the channel sent you some comment.
Okay.
Could you read that?
Yes. Laura had many comments about her experiences last week that were omitted from her questions. Could the team explain the experiences she has had?
Could the team what?
Explain the experiences that Laura's had.
All right, yes. Laura has had a number of experiences and continues to have. She assumed that she was being abducted, all right, by different and various races, all right. So we want to explain to you kind of a difference here, all right. There are light body experiences, and then there are full body experiences. Full body experiences happen with a grace. They do not happen with other races. So other races, yes, you're a perfect candidate, as is Laura. Certainly are, Jim. Going back and forth, all right, to visit home. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
To kind of get recharged. Now, it's interesting because you have such a difficult time sleeping, and we think part of this has a post-traumatic quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? For some of you, all right, for some of you are from very far away, and we would say you are as well.
Oh.
All right? For some of you, going home, even though you may connect at times, going home could be so traumatic that you would not want to come back because of the beauty and the wonder. But many of you meet aboard ship, all right, your light body, and we'll give you a very, well, humorous example. Laura was aboard ship at one point and actually talked to the channel. She saw the channel there. And asked the channel a question. And the channel responded to her. And then she looked over and saw the channel's children, except they were extraterrestrial. Mm-hmm. And she thought they were quite imposing as well. All right, looked rather cranky even. Again. And so we explained to her that the reason she was able to see that is she was more than likely in her ET form, not necessarily in her human form. All right?
Hmm.
There are so many variables for all of you, and many of you are having very interesting experiences. Now, her question was, well, I could walk about the ship on one of these, and I could go and do anything I wanted. For some of you, you're reconnecting back to some of your extraterrestrial lifetimes who are helping on the other side to support you and awaken you. In Laura's case, when she clicks back into this being who's participating in the opening, she walks all about the ship and can do anything she wants. She just hasn't bothered to look at her own body. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you, Veronica? We want to try to make this clear to people.
Okay, so my only question is, what you're saying is that she has the ability to go right to the ship and be there. My question is, can we learn to...
Oh, wait. All right. This isn't about ability. We would say this is happening to many of you. You're just not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not aware of it.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
I think I do, actually. Yes, and so you're just saying it's spontaneous and it's a rapport we have with aspects of our lives, right?
With other, all right.
Mm-hmm.
within this lifetime, you will be able to, all right, literally kind of visit other lifetimes. In essence, that's what she's doing.
Hmm.
All right? But again, the human ego steps in and says, oh, look at you. You're here and you're there and they're taking you and this and that. And are they? There are times when she's been there in her light body and she was aware of them removing a belief she had around Christ. And the belief, you see, was holding her back because it was a religious belief, not an enlightened understanding. Because he really was from the stars. All right. Now, and he is now part of the world spirit, as is Buddha, others, all right? But the misinterpretation of that, when it got written into religious terms, was changed. There were a bunch of men sitting around a table where they could add and subtract whatever they wanted.
But now, they wanted to organize it like you were talking about the intellect.
Right. That's right, and they had to simplify it and make it palatable. And again, a reoccurring theme throughout your history, the virgin birth, etc. You know, this was nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
So, that belief was holding her back. All right. Beings that she's very related to said, all right, we've got to get this out of here. All right. And she was actually quite upset when it happened. We had a very stirring session that time as we tried to explain to her that nobody was taking anything away from her, but to bring her clarity and to be released from the religious connotations which have been designed to control and create a sense of guilt. Jesus died for my sins, which is ludicrous. All right. Absolutely ludicrous. And the only way I can get to God is to talk to Jesus. That's it. He is there to help anyone that calls upon him, but again, misinterpreted, you see. So in her moving, it took her a couple of months to really get it. To move into that sense of freedom, an expanded idea of who he really is, not just one. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, very much so.
Again, freedom, freedom, expansion on every level.
I mean, we get to be in our bigger souls. Is that what you're, you know, on all levels?
Yes. Well, you're visiting other aspects of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
These other lifetimes are aspects of your soul.
And it's going to happen more and more this year?
Oh, absolutely. For all of you, yes.
Excellent.
The channel's girlfriend, Kathleen, some of you have met her. Very funny girl. And they were out playing golf, and she said, oh, my tracking device is lit up there watching this board screen. And Kathleen said, you're watching yourself. You're up there watching you. And you see, there was more truth to that than not. All right. And this is what we want to help all of you to understand. All right? To help all of you to understand. Do understand this. The Greys have permission from all councils and federations to do what they do on Earth.
Yeah.
This is your first clue. All right? They have watched over this planet and helped create the original from the beginning. And now their creation is helping them.
Hmm.
Does that help with your expanded understanding?
Yes, it does, actually. Take out the time pin and we're everywhere, too.
That's right. That's right.
We're almost at the end of the show.
All right. Veronica, speak about your shows, please, dear one.
Okay, next Tuesday night we're featuring Daniel Matreau, who's the husband of Ginger, who channels Galexis. And he's talking about healing, energy healing, and healing from the heart. So and he's a gentle, kind soul. It'll be a good
Dear
show.
Daniel, yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
And Thursday at 7 o'clock, we're back at Radiance by Design, and we're moving energies through us. There's so much frequency shift going on. We're kind of talking about that.
Oh, good. Well, everybody needs that. Veronica, that's wonderful. We hope that tonight was enlightening. And we do encourage you, all of you, to send in your questions. We want to assist. All right? We want to assist in helping you to understand, to expand your ideas, to move out of the fear. And to see the bigger picture. Because as humans, you've been kept in a very limited understanding. And it was part of control. People didn't want you to know more. And we're not trying to make them bad and wrong. It is what it is. But changing of this planet is so dependent on all of you. Stepping into your dominion, to your understanding. And we are happy, more than you will know, to assist all of you to step into your great work, that which you came to do. Because many people will be very confused and need your help, all of you. We love all of you. We'd like to work with you tonight if we have permission. Nothing scary. We promise to help you to feel more safety and to feel our love. It is an honor and a joy to spend this time with you, everyone. We do love you. We do honor you. And until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Are we off or are we on? I have no light in here, so I have no idea what we are. Okay.
Oh, you have a lot of light, Jackie.
Oh. I have a lot of fun. Good night, everybody. We remember that we are a part of one another. It can be no other way. And the more we get that, the more we understand that, the more we absolutely honor everything and everyone on the planet, no matter what they're doing, honor their path. Okay? It's hard not to judge everything, but I guarantee you it works. And you know, if I forget, I have my son to remind me. I was talking to Cox Cable, and I got cranky, and he said, oh, you were awful. And I'm like, oh, God, guilt.
A witness.
Yes, I have a witness always. We love you very much. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to next week. And Veronica, I love you. Thank you, as always, for being so wonderful.
Thank you.
Good night,
everyone.
Wonderful
show. Good night, everyone.